Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. And Lord, I'm asking God that you would just give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation 18, praise God. We're going to put the Word God right here on the screen. And let me see here. Are we there? Here we go. If you have your cell phones, put them on the off position. And it reads, I've entitled this afternoon's message, Mystery Babylon, Part 1. This is a four-part series. In this study, I can confirm through Scripture, there are 53 points identifying a certain end time nation. We want to see who this nation is. There's many theological debates regarding this issue. Some believe it's Saudi Arabia, but it can't be Saudi Arabia. It would take 150 years just to build a city similar to the United States. Some people think it's Rome, but that's where the false prophet is coming from. And there's no body around, a water around it. And it doesn't sit on seven hills. Ooh. So we're going to see clearly what city, what nation that John the Revelator was given this vision regarding Mystery Babylon. And he was taken away and God showed him, took him to a wilderness. Took him to a place where it was not even built up. And he said, this nation I'm going to prepare for judgment. Did you know that God prepares nations for judgment? And I'll tell you why. And we're going to get in our study. It's because we live in a sinful world. Because of sin, God has to judge sin. And he judges a lot of times the heathenistic nations, the idolatrous nations. But when his own people fall into sin, he's got to judge them too. Have you ever been chastised by God as a believer?
Yes.
Oh, come on. So let's see in this study who John has been given this vision regarding this nation. So here we go. We're in the Word now. Verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Verse 5. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works in the cup which she has mixed. Mix double for her in the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously. In the same measure, give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. So obviously this nation is very prideful, very boisterous, and is identified as a woman. Verse 8. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. So whatever nation that's going to get judged severely, it's going to be judged by God himself. And he will raise up nations to judge that one nation, like he's done in the past. You got to know biblical history to see how God operates. Verse 9, the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. Meaning all these countries that trade with this nation on a daily basis is going to cry and weep when they cannot exchange anymore. Wow. Look at verse 10. Standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of the most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble. All these things that I mentioned is on the stock exchange. Can I get amen? Look at verse 13. And cinnamon and incense, fragrance, oil, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, and chariots. And I want you to catch this. And bodies and souls of men. This is a nation that at one time had slavery. Slavery. And they were trading and buying souls of men. Are you catching this? Look at this. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you. And all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you. And you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. In other words, these merchants that come on a daily basis to this nation bringing imports left and right throughout its coasts are going to be far away, wailing and weeping because they could no longer come and trade with her because she's going to be burned up in one day. Wow. Look at this. Verse 16. And saying, alas, alas, that great city was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who traveled by ship, sailors, as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? Great city. And when you do a Greek study on this city, it's not like a city like National City or Chula Vista City. It's talking about a nation. a nation. Verse 19, look at this. They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Wow. Look at verse 21. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great milestone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus, with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. Did you catch what this angel is going to do? Throw a stone like a great milestone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus, with violence, the great city Babylon should be thrown down. This is Apophis. This is the meteorite that's coming in 2029. Verse 22, look at this. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. We're the leading nation. United States is the leading nation in music around the world. Number one in rock and roll, pop music, rap music, R&B. It all comes from out of our country, and it has went around the world, and they play our music. Notice they play our music. We don't play theirs. You don't roll around singing to French songs, Russian songs, but they sing American songs. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. This sounds like a total destruction of something. Look at verse 23. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. Ooh, I need you to catch that. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. You know what this means? It should be good news to us. If I'm referring this about the nation we live in now, God is going to take the church out. Can I get amen? Oh, you can stick around if you want. Look at this. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For your sorcery, all the nations were deceived. And in her was the blood of prophets and saints and all who were slain on the earth. And so, saints, we can't find the words rapture, the triune God, the United States, and Scripture. However, descriptions are of these words, and I'm going to show them to you in a minute. The second coming of Jesus Christ climaxes at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, and that's approaching us. However, an angel came to the apostle John and took him into the wilderness in an uninhabited place. And I found this in Revelation, look at this, 17:3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. So this is a vision that the apostle John was given as he was carried into this wilderness. Saints, it was to show him certain events that would immediately precede the tribulation period and Jesus' second coming. How many believe he's coming soon? Interestingly, saints, the angel did not take John to Rome, the ruling nation at the end of the first century. Didn't take him there. But instead to a mysterious, unpopulated location. From this location, saints, God would raise up a wealthy, powerful nation for his purposes. There's purpose in this nation that God used mightily, mightily. Yet he would be forced to judge this powerful nation because she turned her back on the Judeo-Christian covenant that was the source of all her blessings. Prophecy teachers have speculated where this mystery Babylon the Great would be for centuries. However, saints of God, no nation has ever fulfilled all 53 biblical descriptions of her except the United States of America. It fits it to a T. And so in the next 4 weeks, I'm going to give you 13 at a time. Today's going to be 13. Next week will be 13. But I'll take a break when Pastor Art brings his message, and then I will continue it after that. I won't bump you out of the way, brother. You got to bring your word. Hallelujah. By then, hopefully, you'll want to hear the last one. Can I get an amen? And so, God gave these prophecies of the future to Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the Apostle John. And this is what God gave Daniel right up here. Look at this. In Daniel 12:4, seal the book, for the mysteries of prophecy were appointed for the time of the end, when knowledge shall be increased. Biblical knowledge and all types of other knowledge have increased. Did you know that we were still horse and buggies 125 years ago? Horse and buggies. Those no automobiles. And now we can go to the moon. That's how much knowledge has increased in a short period of time. Just like Daniel said would happen. Saints of God, this teaching contains 53 scriptural references describing commercial Babylon the Great and her connection to our country. As you read God's word and the 53 prophetic fulfillments, my hope and my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will personally unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy and show you things that are about ready to come. In John 16, right up here, look at this. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. Who's that? The Holy Spirit. He speaks to his prophets. He speaks to the saints of God. He speaks to us if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. If you're walking in the Holy Spirit, you will hear his voice. Look what Amos said right up here in Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are one of his servants. So to his prophets and his servants, he reveals this. So we need to look at this. We need to look at the United States as a providential rise, how it rose up to prominence. And it didn't take that many years. You know, China's been around for 5,000 years. Russia around 4,000. We've only been around for, I think, 350 years. And God has done something fast. So let's look at the 13 points. Number one, let's look at this. Babylon is providentially raised up by God as a golden cup in the hand of the Lord. As I shared earlier, God has used this country mightily in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s. God sent out missionaries around the world and preached the gospel. And the gospel went out. But now, today, 2024, missionaries around the world are coming to our country and preaching the gospel. Because they see that this nation has backslid. Look at Jeremiah 57 right here. Look at this. In 51:7, Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Every idolatrous thing is in this nation. If it's not drugs and alcohol, it's pornography. If it's not pornography, it's sports. If it ain't sports, it's always something that'll take the place of God to get your affection away from God. It's everywhere throughout this land. Everything. Money, finance. Trying to become a billionaire, a millionaire. God raised it up. And the nations have become drunk. What does that mean? That mean all of his delicacies, all these abominations, the world now is doing the same because of her. Wow. Look at this. Babylon is the seventh of eight providential nations. Let me just put this on record here. This is why I truly believe they don't want Trump as the president. Because he wants to make, what's his slogan? Make America great again. He's in the way of the globalists. He's in the way of the one world government. They can't allow him to be it no more. So they're going to rig it. But it's all in God's plan. It's all in God's plan. Look at this in Revelation 17:10. Look at this. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, the other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for a little while. For the beast who once was and now is not is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to be his destruction. So that seventh one has to get out of the way for the eighth one to come. And that's going to be the world government. Look at number three here. Babylon is a mystery, mysterion, a secret revealed to a small group of people. Oh, yeah. If you were to search this out, you'll have all kinds of people's opinions. One of the most ridiculous ones is by a guy named Joel Richardson. He thinks Babylon is going to come from Saudi Arabia. Really? That's going to take 200 years to build a city from there. Do you think we got 200 years the way our nation is going? No. Wrong. Look at this. The U.S. did not exit at the time. Exist. The U.S. did not exist at the time of the prophecies. So when all these prophets prophesied about this nation that was going to be judged, it wasn't yet built up yet. Look at Isaiah 47:7 here. Look at this. And you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. So Isaiah is talking about a nation that is portrayed by a woman. I'll show you what this woman looks like. Revelation 17:5. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Simi Valley is the number one producer of pornographic material that's going throughout the whole world. Simi Valley, number one. Sex trafficking is right up there with it. These multimillionaires and billionaires are buying little kids. And then you got the transgender mob that want to pervert your kids. I need you to catch this. Everything that God said would be holy and pure, the devil comes to make it perverse and evil. And we see right now an onslaught of evil. You can't even trust the public school system to send your kids no more on the agendas that they have. Listen, if your child is going to a public school, you guys need to attend their meetings, because they're implementing godless stuff. And what their plan is to brainwash your child. This is why it's important to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Instill godliness in their life. Raise them up. Have prayer time with them. Have devotional time with them. Look at this in Daniel. Daniel 12:10. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You see, we have the wisdom of God. Can I get amen? So we understand these things, but the typical person don't. They think we're off our rocker when we mention these things. They have no clue. They have no discernment. They have no wisdom, no knowledge of the scriptures. They think, oh, these Christians have lost it. They're off in the deep end. Look at Deuteronomy right up here. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, meaning of the Bible, of the Word. Can I get amen? Let me read that scripture again. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, meaning obey the word. If you're obeying the word, God will be glorified and magnified and high and lifted up. Let's look at our fourth point here. Babylon appears before the Antichrist, and the ten nations emerge. In Revelation, look at this. In Revelation 17:10, it says, there are also seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. And the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is of the seven and is going to, and it's going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Okay, let me just say this. Before the one world government can come into existence and to rule the world, the one before it has to be destroyed. It has to move out of the way. This is why they don't want Trump. Because they got to get us out of the way. Are you catching this? They get him out of the way. And these Marxists, I don't care. You can pull me off. These Marxists, communists, are going to fall right into the B system. and they will be part of the Antichrist. They're already Antichrist. If they want to kill your kids, they want to, come on, in their DNC convention, there were abortion clinics in the front. 27 got aborted that day. And they were proud to mention it. Come on. Don't you see it? Or are we still sleeping? It's right before us. It's right in our grill. Number five. Babylon is recognized by the world with the symbol of a woman. It talks about her. Look at this. The global icon of the U.S. is the Lady Liberty. It's always about her. And did you know where this came from? It didn't come from our nation. Look what Isaiah 47 said. We're going to go into prophetic events. Look at this. Isaiah 47. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily, and you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Every politician that has an opportunity to speak to the nation will always say this: we are a powerful nation. We're a strong nation. We got the strongest army. At one time we did. At one time God lifted it up. Look at this. In Revelation 17:3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. So let me ask you this. All the things that I just mentioned, is it blasphemy what's being conducted in our country right now with no restraint? There's no restraint on it. None. I remember when I was a little kid, they had to remove the movie Gone with the Wind because they said the letter D. And now, it's perverse. Now our commercials, homosexuals are making out. Lord, help us. Help us. There's an epidemic in our land. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Look at this in Revelation 18:3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. They're all fornicating with this nation, with all the sex and the drugs and all the things that this nation offers them. They all indulge in the fornication. They're all in bed with us. It's everywhere. It's a plague. I know this message is tough, but it's in the Word. Can I get an amen? Are we going to just leapfrog over this? Right when we see it before us? Jesus is about ready to return. He's about ready to come. But nobody wants him to return. Wow. Look at this. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. So the sixth point is this. Babylon is the wealthiest of all the nations. Every nation that has risen up throughout history, we are the wealthiest one of all. We're getting close to having the first trillionaire. We got a whole grip of billionaires in this country. Look at this right up here. The U.S. has the highest GDP in the world, 25 trillion. That's gross domestic product. This nation. Look at Revelation 18. Look at this. For all the nations have drunk of the wine. We just read this. All the kings have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her what? Luxury. Look at this in verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive of her plagues. God is saying, get out of that system. Don't tie into it. Don't allow your heart to get callous and hard. Don't allow the culture to blend in with your theology. In Revelation 18, 16, look at this. And saying, alas, alas, that great city was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. Look at verse 7 right up here. I mean, point number 7. Babylon trades with merchants at her deep water ports. This is a picture just from Seattle. Right up here. But there are at least 10 to 12 ports throughout our coast. And we're not an export nation. We're an import nation. In other words, the majority of the stuff that we buy go to Walmart. And where is it made in? Everything. Every day, there's cargo ships coming in. Coming in. Dropping off their goods. Why? Because we're a wealthy nation. It's the wealthiest nation of the world. Wow. Babylon trades with merchants at her deep water ports. Look at this. The U.S. has 40% of the world's deep water ports. So they fill up these cargo ships, and here they come, and they offload them on the ports. And I would say 70% come from China. Other places bring, you know, we buy their goods, but mostly it's China. You know, when I was a kid, whenever anything was made by China, it broke that same day. When we were little kids, you know, my mom couldn't afford to give all 11 of us Christmas gifts. So the Navy, my dad was in the military, they had a program for underprivileged families. Yeah. And they would give one gift to a kid. And man, we couldn't wait to get home. One was a little toy, little pop gun that you put it on, it was on a string, and all those toys lasted within hours. And then they were all broke. broken. Those were the days, my friends. Look at Revelation 18:17. I could go on with stories. From 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing. In 1 hour, this nation that is the wealthiest in the world came to nothing in 1 hour. Look at this. Every shipmaster, all who traveled by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like this great city?" The cargo ships that come every day. If this is what our nation is about ready to experience, they will see from far away approaching the coast with the cities on fire. And they will be crying because they cannot offload their stuff no more. Wow. It goes on to say this. They threw dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate." This is not conventional warfare. This is nukes falling on a city where everything melts. Wow. Desolate. It was desolate. And all these years, thousands of years, they're finding small little relics close by the Dead Sea where Sodom and Gomorrah was. My goodness. My goodness. Look at number 8. Babylon trades all 27 products listed in Scripture. You know those what I shared. And how is it traded? Does someone come knocking on their door? "Hey, I got some goods in my car. Here." No. It's traded on the stock market. And the bull, which is an idol, sits right in front of the stock market. That what is it? Moloch. So everything that was mentioned that's been traded, trades right there. It all trades right there. And what we're reading and understanding, all that will be gone in 1 hour. 1 hour. Not in 1 year, but 1 hour. Look at Revelation here. Revelation 18:12. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of precious wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, incense, fragrance, oil, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. So that brings me to the 9th point. Babylon has traded in slaves and souls of men. Look at this. I didn't put a cruel photo of slavery up here because we don't want to see that. It was barbaric back then. But the U.S. practiced slavery until 1865. this nation went to Africa, to South America to go get them. You know why? Because they were overwhelmed with all that was coming to the nation. They needed more man help. So instead of paying for the help, they went and got slaves for their help. That's how diabolical it was. But God mentions it, huh? God mentions it about this nation. Look at Revelation 18:13. We just mentioned some of the things there. But the last verse of that scripture, and the bodies and souls of men. Wow. Number 10. Babylon makes merchants of the earth rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And so, the U.S. is the largest importer of goods in the world. Not export, import. I just showed you all the things that come in daily, right? Revelation 18:19. They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, the great city which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she has made desolate. And you go back a few verses, in verse 15, the merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment. And they're going to be weeping and wailing. Let me ask you this. If you've been a merchant and been making millions of dollars on a weekly basis, wouldn't you weep and wail when that dries up in 1 hour? Where are you going to bring all this cargo to? You can't bring it to a burning city. There's nowhere there to unload it no more. Right? Look at number 11. Babylon has a world currency that dominates the seven mountains. The seven mountains, which is the continents of the earth. And there's a new currency that wants to take its place. But this currency has been the dominant one right here. The U.S. dollar has been the world currency since 1944. It's called the Bretton Woods Agreement. This is how we trade. And let me just say this. Back then, in 1944, gold was backing it. Now, if you look, if you take out a dollar, who has a dollar? Take out a dollar. On the very top, it says federal note. It says a note, though. I mean, yeah. Does it say federal note? Federal Reserve note. In other words, gold is no longer backing it. And so what they do is they just print money. And there's nothing backing it. Help us, God.
Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the government. It's the banks.
Help us, Lord.
It just says federal.
Jesus, help us. Look at Revelation 17:9 here. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits on. Revelation 18:9. No, 17:18. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. We've been the dominant country around the earth for a long time. Since 1940. Not long. To us, that's... But we rose as a superpower from 1940 on up. But there's a lot of blood on her hands. Especially with the aborted babies now, 70 million. Look at this, Revelation 18:9. The kings of the earth who commit a fornication and live luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. And then Revelation 18:15, the merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. As I was battling with this message last night, God spoke to me and said, be blessed, and tell the others who are going to be listening that I have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
That's right. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of darkness, He had mercy on us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many of you so blessed to know that He didn't leave us out there? When the judgment comes, He's going to remove us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many can't wait for that? The Bible says we're not appointed unto wrath, but appointed unto eternal life. This has given us a prophetic insight of what's about ready to take place. And it should motivate us to tell others that Jesus is coming. We need to tell people, hey, get right or get left. And this is not a political slogan. Get right with God or get left behind. It's going to come in an hour without warning.
That's right.
Jesus, help us, God. This was a tough thing to bring. Last night I was so battling. And the devil tried to come in my mind. I had to rebuke him. Because you know, when you have to bring something like this, he will fight you. So, we're coming in for a close. I only got two more points. Because every message will have 13. This is the first 13. Next week, I'll start with the 14th one. And only give 13 at a time. Because there's just too many of them. Can't give it all in one sermon. Look at this. United States providential blessings. One of the blessings that we do have for right now is this. Babylon has the greatest military force in the world. We have an army. We got Marines. We got Air Force. We got
Navy.
And then we got all the reserves from all of them. Right now, on paper, we're the strongest nation on the earth. But we pale little to compare when the enemies mount up together. And right now, what stands in the global way is this nation. We need to get out of the way. And they need us to get out of the way so that the Antichrist could rise up and take his place. So this is God's prophetic time clock. This is not something that, oh, we got to pray this away. No, God is putting all this together to show us what's about to take place. Because nothing's falling apart in his eyes. Everything's falling in place. If God prophesied what we're reading, don't you think he will bring it to pass? He's going to bring it to pass. Or he's not God. Or we're just saying fairy tales up here. He's going to bring it to pass. He spoke this country into existence, and he's going to tear it down in his time. He has to, so that when the globalists get together and then they come against the final battle in Jerusalem, the whole global system, all the kings of the earth will come against Israel. We'll be gone. And then Jesus is going to come, and we'll be with him on white horses.
Amen.
How many can't wait for that? Jesus. We're going to have a front row seat. And it won't be a handicap pass on front of the horse. We're going to have a front row seat. We're going to see Jesus do it all by himself. He won't need us. We're just there with him. You know why? Because as soon as that takes place and the dust settles, then he's going to assign us around the world, because the Bible says we're going to rule and reign with him. We're going to rule in the new body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember those dreams? About, we're going to have that body to do it, because gravity is not going to be able to contain us. We're going to be a whole different body. It's not going to be subject to the law of gravity. Because Jesus, when it was time to go, he floated away, didn't he? They all looked up. Oh my gosh. And the angels had to say, why are you looking up there? The same way he left, he's coming back again. Because he had that brand new body. And he's given us one like that. How many can't wait for that one?
Amen.
You can stay on your HMO and PPO if you want. Antichrist is going to take that away too from you. Look at this right up here. The U.S. spends more annually on military than the next four leading countries combined. We do have a strong military. But when Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico, yes, Mexico, I'm talking about all the cartels that hate us. And the government is ran by the cartels. So they're our enemies as well, because they're the ones that are bringing in the fentanyl from China. So they're in cahoots with China, bringing in the fentanyl and killing Americans. Yes. So you got all those nations, and majority of them, China has as much as nukes we have. So just imagine how many Russia has. And the other ones, North Korea.
But they're atheists.
Right. And so, look at this. We're almost coming in for a close. Romans, Revelation 17:9. Here is a mind on which was wisdom. Seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Verse 18 in Revelation 17. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. No other nation has done that in the history of the world. Like good old Liberty, our nation today. And our last point, Babylon uses her military to police or rule over the seven mountains of the earth. Did you know that the military, our military, is in every nation almost? They're in the Middle East, they're in Asia. They're everywhere. Why are they all there? To police it. To police it. So the last scripture, we read it. I'll read it again, and then we'll close. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. We're going to continue this next week. We're going to cover 13 more points. I hope you come back. If this is important to you, come back. I believe God has given this for us to understand the times that we live in.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
It's not to scare us.
No.
It's not to spook you like the boogeyman. What was that?
Prepare you.
Prepare you.
Right.
Be
ready.
To be ready. To be ready. To have your heart in the right place. That we would let go things that sometimes we latch onto. Listen, and every one of us in this room and watching on YouTube and Facebook battle with issues that are different from mine. Mine are different than yours. But those issues get in the way of what God wants to do in your life. And so we have to learn how to surrender those things to the Lord. We got to learn to say, God, don't let this be a priority in my life. I want you to be the priority in my life, God. Help me, God. Help me be close to you. I see these things coming. You're showing us these things that are coming. Help me be that man and that woman that you've called us to be. You've called us in this battle. We know it belongs to you, but we're in this battle all together. We war, the Bible says, against flesh and blood. The flesh and blood wants to distract you. It wars against the mind of God and the Spirit of God. Help us put it under subjection. Help us say no to those things that always wants to bring pleasure instead of prominence. I'd rather walk in the prominence and the providence of God than to walk in my own pleasures.
Amen.
Pleasures are just to gratify you. But walking in the providence of God takes you into eternity with Him. And so I want to pray for those who are watching. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe, just maybe, you've logged in for the first time and you're saying, what is all this about? And God is speaking to you. God is showing you that there are things happening right now as we speak. And everything is upside down. It's not like the Leave It to Beaver days no more. It's not like Father Knows Best. It's not the Brady Bunch no more. Or Ozzy and Harriet. You turn on the TV, now it's 2 men in a tub. Help us, Jesus. So you too can be set free if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that God would give you a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. And so, pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Is he worthy? Come on, he's worthy. Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.